Hi, this is Catherine Edwards, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, which I never do, but Jeff Robson is a great DJ, and you should stay tuned.
Going down in the same old town, down the same street, to the same bar.
Good afternoon, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here, your host of the program for the next couple of hours of great music. And this is a bit of a theme show today, a bit of a special show. And I'm not entirely sure when it's going to air. And it's bound to be so good that you might hear it again. I like these theme shows because I can just plop them on whenever I can't make it down. So, you know, here you go. Pre-recorded goodness for you here on the program. And the theme today, we're calling it Quitters, Ghosts, and Where Are They Now? It's a bunch of artists. You know how, like, sometimes your favorite artist just seems to vanish. Like, they're gone. Like, you know, putting out records, coming to town, and then all of a sudden, just gone. Now, this happens for a bunch of reasons. Sometimes you're just wrong. They just don't, you know, come around here no more. But sometimes people just pack it in. And I am not here to judge or make fun or belittle anybody who stops doing it, because I can't fathom how so many artists put up with the crap that they do for as long as they do and live the uncertain, difficult, stressful lives that they do for as long as they do, because touring is really hard. It seems like a vacation. And I suppose at times I've been dumb enough to believe that. But I've just met so many artists and know kind of what the deal is. And it's pretty hard to know that you have no idea how much money you're going to make this year or this month or this week or how you're going to do it. It's just it's a messed up way to live. So people quit sometimes. They're just like, screw this, I've had it. And Kathleen Edwards, we started off the show there with her. One of the more public, famous people who ever said, like, no, I'm done. I've had it. I'm going to Stittsville. I'm opening a coffee shop. I'm done. And that was fine for a while, until it wasn't. And thankfully, she came back with that great record, Total Freedom, after a bunch of years of running a coffee shop. And seems to be, at the time of this recording anyway, seems to be, you know, back in it, doing shows and stuff. But you never know. You never know how long it's going to last. And you never know when somebody's just going to say enough is enough. And you never know when somebody's just going to, like, I'm not putting money into a record that nobody's going to buy, and I'm not coming to Winnipeg to play for 12 people. But they're still out there. Things like Patreon and things like that are allowing creators to create more specifically focused for people who actually want to give them money. So sometimes we just don't know that they're still doing their thing. And this next artist has come up a bunch of times for me as an example of someone who was out there, like, doing the thing, like, you know, increasing the profile, and then just wasn't. And it's kind of funny because we've talked about this artist a number of times lately as being someone who just kind of quietly went off in the hills and raised kids and, like, lived a life outside of music. And then I was going to pull up an old song to play for you today. And it turns out she's been putting out records all the time. They're just not records that I had any clue about. None whatsoever. And this one actually is a fairly recent record that I had no clue about. And if you look her up, you'll find out she's been making records. They're kind of, you know, they're not the... There's records about, like, meditation and yoga and stuff, which, you know, doesn't really land on my radar very often. But this one's kind of cool. It's a fairly recent record that I had no clue about, from Alana Lewandowski.
About the morals of this land, but all God's children ain't free. I'd open up every door I can, 'cause all God's children ain't free. I'm at a beaten, broken man. He shovels dirt, but got no land. And he held out his hand to me. All God's children ain't free. I'd sing along to a silly song, but all God's children ain't free. I'm gonna sing the blues for the ones they've done wrong, 'cause all God's children ain't free. Mister, how about the ones you condemned to die by taking everything that they're living by and then reject them from society? All God's children ain't free.
Stop. I can't listen to you.
Troy got a better job, so he moved. Kevin lost a tooth, now he started school. I got a brand new 8-month-old baby girl. I sound like a housewife. Hey, sir, I think I'm a housewife. Hey, girl, what's it like to be in New York? New York City, imagine that. Tell me, what's it like to be a skateboard punk rocker? Leroy says, send a picture. Leroy says, hello. Leroy says, I'll keep on rocking, girl. Yeah, keep on rocking. Hey, Shell, you know it's kind of funny. Texas always seems so big, but you know you're in the largest state in the union when you're anchored down in Anchorage. Oh, Anchorage. Anchored down in
Going back to 1988, Michelle Shocked. She was a big deal for a while, wasn't she? And then she wasn't for one reason or another. She did some great shows here and some really weird shows here in Winnipeg. I remember one show at the West End Cultural Center wherever they didn't set up any chairs. And this is, you know, this is like, you know, I don't know what would have been, 2005 or something. I don't know. Earlier than that, probably. But anyway, she kind of a folky show. I guess she wants people up and dancing. People aren't having it, so they're sitting on the floor. And she, like, wasn't having it. She was going to quit and leave. She was so mad that people would not get up off the floor. She was just irate that people were not up and dancing to the show, and people were irate because there was no chairs to sit on and everybody was sitting there. And then I remember a former West End house manager, Chris Pegas, going around spraying water on people to get them up off their butts, which of course made people even more angry. But somehow the anger got them off their feet. And it turned into a great show. It was a really, really, really great show after that. And it was awkward in the beginning, but it got better. And then another weird Shell-Shocked show. She comes probably the last time she'll ever play in Winnipeg. I don't know. She comes and plays Le Rendezvous, and like nobody buys tickets. And it was a pretty great show, as I recall. But I remember rather uncomfortable conversation between promoter Chris Freyer and Michelle's husband, boyfriend, tour manager, whatever, after the show. That I don't think it ended well because they didn't really sell any tickets. But and then she had that public kind of unfortunate meltdown, rather ugly scene at one point, and just kind of dropped off. And you know, I hope she's doing well wherever she is, whatever she's doing. Michelle Shocked, their Anchorage, from Short Sharp Shocked. Great record still. We heard Eddie Reader in there. Eddie Reader, of course, was the lead singer of a band called Fairground Attraction. Not really big over here, I guess. I think she was bigger in the UK. I got to be honest, I was only really familiar with her for that song right there, which I heard on Night in the Morning here on UMFM many years ago. And then she did a Ron Sexsmith song at one point. And then I just, maybe a more obscure choice rather than just a quitter or a ghost. I don't know. But, you know, looks like she's still doing her thing. Kayla Howren in there. Kayla Howren, singer-songwriter, came to my house at the end of a tour that I don't think was particularly easy or enjoyable for that record, Spare Parts. It was a big record, and you know, I think there was hope for it doing big things, and maybe it just, I don't know, for whatever reason didn't happen. But after that, she just kind of disappeared. I think she like owns a restaurant in cottage country and has kids and stuff. And good for her. You know, weird country radio there from Kayla Howard. And another one, Kate Mackey in there. Kate Mackey came out of the gate with a strong record. Was it produced by Jim Bryson or just featured Jim Bryson on that track? Can't really recall. Album is called Confusion Unlimited. Did some good things. She had that super group. What are they called? The Midwinter Night's Dream, something like that. Came and played with Fred Squire at the Studome. And then as far as I can tell, just vanished. It looks like there was something recent that I didn't know about that you might want to check out. But we went back to that one with a song called Over. And Alana Lewandowski, who's, you know, apparently still doing her thing up there in Writing Mountain area. All God's Children Ain't Free, old Johnny Cash song there from Hymns from the Icons. Also features covers of Bob Marley and Mary Gaucher. And it's a pretty neat record. You might want to check that one out. Good to see that she's still out there, even though I had no clue. And, you know, that's kind of what happens with these people sometimes. They just, they're still doing their thing and you just have no clue. And in other cases, they just, they retreat. Sticking with the ancient music for a little bit, we're going to go back to the 90s a little bit here and, play a couple of things from folks and bands who, were poised to do big things, and in this case, did a huge thing. This record sold like a couple million copies or something in 1995. Huge record. And just went back and listened to it for the first time in a long time, and it's fantastic. It's a great, great record. And seemed to be like, you know, the start of huge things to come. And it sounds like the management situation was not preferable. I think she put out one, maybe two other records, and then it's been like greatest hits, and where are they now ever since then? Just completely fell off the earth. And you gotta kind of feel bad when somebody comes out with this much talent and this much hope and this much promise, and then, you know, shitty business dealings kind of sink you deep and far. And for a long time. But going back to 95, I'm telling you, this is still a great record. I'll play you a hit here. You probably know this one, but you probably haven't heard it since 1995. Remember this lady? Remember the hair? Amanda Marshall.
I have been a witness. come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in. Come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in. Come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in. Come on, dive in. Sitting by the water, sweating out buckets, wishing I could just dive in. I wanna be the champ, I'm on so bored. I gotta get on and take a spin. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in. Come on, dive in.
Be happy.
Wishing I could just dive in. I wanna be the best of the summer man. I gotta get out and take a spin.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in, come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in, come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in, come on, dive in. Come on, come on, come on, come on, dive in, come on, dive in.
That diamond sitting in sorrow. Come on down and dive. The man waiting on tomorrow. Come on down and dive in. Who's that yonder sitting and hating? Come on down and dive in. Yeah. Must be the man who's lost and hesitating. Come on down and dive in.
Say, love, watch over you. Hey! seen your face before. Here in my dream, I held the key to the answer you're looking for. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't take too much sorrow away with you tomorrow. Make plain a memory and I will watch over you. He said, love.
talk to myself in the 142, trying to keep myself awake. I talk to myself in the 142, rising on the horizon, I see the lights of Montreal break.
Someday you're gonna ride right out of town with the blinders on and the pedal down and past the same road. So traveled on, there's no doubling back. You're moving straight on past the parking lot where you were found and the grassy spot where they want to lay you down and past the golden towers rising higher and higher past the dead. But real view. Ooh. Someday you're gonna fly. I just take right off from here, up into the thin air, release you from worries and cares. Ought to get a bird's eye view. What you done, did it do? What was once inside of you is spreading out across the blue. And what's in front of you? Nothing but a real view.
Famous Quitters, the Rheostatics. You know they had to pop up there. They had a famous, huge, sold-out Massey Hall, last show ever. We're never playing together again. We hate each other. We're done. And it stuck for a while, and then thankfully it didn't anymore, I don't think. You never know with that band. But from their big comeback, Here Come the Wolves, that was Rearview, a beauty there. So glad to have seen so many Rio Static shows, both before and after they officially broke up. And hopefully there will be more to come. Before that, a great band from the 90s. Oh my God, they were so much fun live. And then just vanished, all of them. Thomas Trio and the Red Albino. Three brothers, the Thomas brothers. And then whatever his name was, the red-haired kid. They had that self-titled record, which is fantastic. And such a great live band. And then just poof, gone. 142 through, we heard there from that great, great band. We heard Hemingway Corner in there, one of those bands that appeared to be, you know, going somewhere. They had everything. They were catchy and had the mass appeal, and they put out this fantastic record called Under the Big Sky, featuring famous quitter Scott Dibble, who I love too, put out a couple of records under the name Watertown, which are terrific. And then I heard he went to be a friggin' golf pro or some stupid thing. You know, good for him. Good for him. But I just thought he was fantastic. Watch Over You there from Scott Dibble and Hemingway Corner. We also heard in there one of the greatest live bands ever assembled in this country or any other, the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir from the big album Superior Cackling Hen. We heard Waiting in a Hurry and Amanda Marshall with Let It Rain from her self-titled debut. I think I can fit one more song in. I hope I'm right. This guy was a regular at folk festivals for years, and then he just vanished, and I don't know where he is, but we had some fun back in the day. Here's Rory McLeod, then we'll take a break until the band to go home. Quitters. Ghosts. Where are they now?
Well, there's a man with his fingers in everybody's pie. I hope he watches some of them sometimes. He talks for money by talking, he eats. He talks to keep himself up with the streets. Well, if there's anything you need, he'll pretend he's got it. And then he'll pretend that he can't part with it. He studied hunger like a lawyer studies law. He can make a rich man poorer than poor, because he's a shark, slack on. A two-tongue gabble dealing, a money grabber is a shark, slack on. A two-tongue gabble dealing, a money grabber, well, makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Well, you make a believe the wrong side is right. You make a believe a black horse is white. Whatever he sells, you don't be surprised. You find yourself cheating half out of your eyes. When he sells your things, he'll hide the price. He wants the whole loaf, he ain't content with a slice. He makes his girls dance, weighs one right now. I swears it's just right if it lacks 40 pounds. Between the selling, the buying and the politics, there's the profit and the lie, so the money sinks. Cause he's a shark, slag on. A two-tone gamble dealing, a money gamble is a shark, slag on. A two-tone gamble dealing, a money gamble. Makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery. Signing, could be signing your will. They used to rob you with a gun, now they use a pencil. Words lock you up, cause words don't bend. So all you get when you sign is the fountain pen. And from father to mother, from sister to brother, from cousin to uncle, got to stick to each other. Since cheating has grown to be so much the fashion, I believe cheating runs the whole nation. With sharks, slaggers, a two-tone double dealing, a money grabber is a shark, slagger. A two-tone double dealing, a money grabber, well, it makes two look just like three. With a jiggery pokery, make a bad thing look good to me. With a jiggery pokery.